Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending April 8th. Ukraine evacuates citizens from Libya. Hundreds of thousands eating contaminated food. New tax code sparks protests. Millions to be spent on road infrastructure. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine is helping to evacuate citizens of 15 countries from Libya. A Ukrainian ship has evacuated 85 Ukrainians and 108 citizens from 15 countries from the crisis-hit Libya late Monday. On Tuesday, the ship disembarked with the evacuees from Libya to the Maltese port of Valletta. The Ukrainians on board will make their way home. According to the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, the vessel is due to arrive April 10th. Citizens of the United States, Britain, Russia, Belarus, Greece, and other countries express gratitude for the rescue. Ukraine is the only state that sent a military craft to Libya on a humanitarian mission. The environmental group Greenpeace says hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are still eating food contaminated by radiation from the Chernobyl nuclear power plant explosion a quarter of a century after the blast. In a report released Monday, Greenpeace says samples of milk, berries, potatoes, and root vegetables in two Ukrainian regions show unacceptably high levels of radioactive contamination. Greenpeace has criticized the government for halting counter-radiation measures in the affected region 2 years ago. Those measures included supplying uncontaminated hay for dairy cattle. Ukrainian government officials were not immediately available for comment. Critics of a new tax code took part in a cross-country protest. A convoy of 150 cars took part in the nationwide auto rally. The organizers say the new tax code is unfair to small and medium-sized businesses by adding more administrative rules and procedures. Participants who took part said they were stopped by police several times on suspicion of being involved in car accidents. Alexandra Molotolov has the details.
Critics of the new tax code in Ukraine are taking part in the cross-country auto rally to protest the code's impact on small businesses. Most small businessmen are unhappy with the economic situation in the country. Protesters want the government to maintain the simplified tax system, but review the tax code that was adopted in fall. Now they call the new tax code unfair because it narrows the rights of small and medium businessmen by adding more administrative rules and procedures.
I'm fed up with living like this.
The auto rally under the motto Take the country back from oligarchs and return it to people started in the western city of Lviv and the eastern city of Lugansk. A convoy of 150 cars crossed the country. Participants said they were stopped by the police several times on suspicion of being involved in car accidents.
The authorities are afraid of us. They are afraid of our pressure.
The new tax code was adopted early in December. Back then, the protesters called the president's code unfair because it focuses on small businesses. Thousands of Ukrainians turned out in angry demonstrations across the country. Now that the dust has settled, Ukrainian entrepreneurs have put forward their amendments to improve the simplified tax system. The draft law is already registered in the Ukrainian parliament, and many consider it a victory for small businesses and individual entrepreneurs. However, the government has established a separate working group to improve the law, which they hope will start pulling half of the economy out of the doldrums and fill cash-starved budget coffers. The government has not yet made clear if the authorities will give in to the demands of protesters. The consideration of the draft law on the simplified taxation system is still shrouded. Meanwhile, protesters say they won't back off until their tax privileges for small businesses are preserved. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
President Viktor Yanukovych hopes that Ukraine will start annually to construct 2,500 kilometers of road from 2013 to 2014. At the same time, Yanukovych said that in 2007, the country constructed 160 kilometers of road and 997 kilometers in 2010. The estimated funds annually needed to reconstruct and construct roads will be $4 billion U.S. And that was a look at some of the headlines in Ukraine for the week ending April 8th. I'm Keith Parent.